Hi, everyone. Jim Rizzoli here in East Texas with my friend, Phil, the guy everybody wants to hate. All right. I say that jokingly, Phil. Not everybody hates you. A lot of people hate you because I don't think they understand you. But I would like to try to clear away some things here. Because especially dealing with the Gaza thing, we got a lot of people commenting on that one. Do you really think nobody died over there?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that it's all a Hollywood production.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm going to disagree with you. I think some people, I mean, I think things have been going on over there and people have died. All right, now, here's where I agree with you. I agree with the numbers, and it bothers me to see fake pitches and video. But I myself believe whether it's related to the bombings and rockets coming from Israel, people have died over there over the time because of what Israel has been doing over the years. You see what I'm saying? So I will say that you could, if you want to say you don't think anybody died, that's up to you. But I feel people have died there because, you know, I've seen people that were killed. I remember they killed, what's her name? That Corey girl. I forgot her.
Yeah, they showed a picture of her in the hospital. And some people say it looks really graphic, but it doesn't look like somebody who just got ran over by a bulldozer.
Well, and, okay. Well, that's a good point. Okay, let's go. I mean, that's a while ago. So, I mean, you know, when a bulldozer runs you over, I mean, there's not much left over. You know, you're kind of like, you know, this bulldozer weighs many tons. And but anyway, I never thought about that. But they did show her, and I don't know. You know, I don't know what to say because there's just something fishy about the whole thing. All right. Yeah, so anyway, you wanted to get into some things today. I don't know where you want to start because there's a couple of things going on that we could talk about. Where do you want to start today?
Well, did you get that email I sent you with that link to that video? It's a 4-minute video, and it just kind of shows, a lot of my material that I've been getting lately is from people who come on my channel and say, Phil, this proves you wrong. And, and they give me a video, and I say, well, thanks for the video because it doesn't prove me
right,
wrong.
No, I understand. I looked at that. You know, here's the thing. I will look at these videos that people do the same thing. And I said, what are you proving? I mean, I see a lot of things. Did you want to bring the video up or what? Want me to bring it up? Or did you want to go through it, you know, piece by piece or what?
Yeah, this shows.
Because I could put the share screen on. Here, I haven't done it with you, but I can try to do it and see if we can get it up because I did put the video in a certain spot. I know how to get at it. So,
well, yeah. And it's a 4-minute video and it shows a building collapsing in the.
Okay. Let's put it up because I mean, hey, what the hell? Might as well talk about it. All right. I see where the control is. Now, here's what we're looking at. And again, I looked at this and I at first I said, yeah, it looks like the rocket's hitting it. But it doesn't look like the way, it almost looks like the way, well, let's show the people. Okay, let's play it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, it shows the rocket. Honestly, that looked kind of strange, that rocket.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we got a camera that's perfectly positioned to right down the street.
Okay, go ahead.
And the rocket blast doesn't look like it should take down the entire building in perfect form like it's doing. This is a controlled demolition, just like the World Trade Center.
Okay.
7 on.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you see this cloud right there?
Mm-hmm.
That looks fake to me. To me, that looks fake. Now the rocket hit here. Can you mm-hmm. see my cursor?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The rocket hit here. Now here's what the funny part about it is. Because again, watch. Okay, so the whole building comes down in free fall. Rockets don't work that way. When a rocket hits a building, it blows it to pieces. And yet, it seemed to me, here's my opinion, you give me your opinion. It seems to me the rocket is fake. It's fake. It's coming in. They want you to make it look like you're hitting the bottom. It hits the bottom. And then somebody at that moment, you know, they put the button to blow the building up. So to me, I look at this as completely, completely fake. Okay, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with it. And yeah, they could have added the rocket later, or it could just be a small little firecracker rocket that they got. And, you know, it just made a small little plume. And so they could have, they could have easily have just shot it with a small little rocket. And but yeah, but then somebody pushed the button, the controlled demolition, and it just brought the building down.
Exactly at the right time. So I think the building is a controlled demolition first. Then what they did is they brought the rocket into, you know, AI, you know, whatever, you artificial intelligent thing, whatever. Because I'm looking at it, and that's exactly what it looks like. In fact, I just put up on my channel a guy that was showing something happening, very short video of AI. And he said this whole video is AI. And if you're looking at the video, you think the thing was real. A car on fire. And you know, I mean, really. I mean, I could show that video too, I suppose.
But yes, anyway, it is. So we live in a day and age where they can fake anything on TV.
I mean, see, again, the building came down in free fall. It didn't explode. Rockets explode buildings. There's no way in hell that building was hit with a rocket. They put the rocket in because it went right down in front of the building to the right in front of the, like, the front door of the building. And it could never, ever have brought that building down, complete free fall, without blowing the whole building apart. Okay. Well, let's move on. Okay.
Yeah. And so here's the aftermath, and they're getting the survivors out of the rubble. Notice
all right, because I can't hear you because the music. I mean, it's too loud. So if you want to comment, just go like that. So you can comment. Okay. All right. So now we're looking at supposedly this is supposed to be a scene where there was an explosion. Okay. So let's go through it.
Okay, Jim.
Okay.
Notice how everybody's clothes is perfectly clean.
Yeah, that's what bothered me when I was looking at this too. I'm saying, hold on here. You people are in a zone that's filthy, dirty, rotten. And you guys, first of all, they got sandals on. I can let that go because maybe they don't have boots or shoes. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that. Okay. But still, you know, to go in these places like that, dress with your feet like that, I would never walk in an area there with sandals. I don't care what you're doing. But the guy, you know, the people look pretty clean right here so far. Let's move on.
Jim.
All right, go ahead.
Notice they're covered in blankets. All the survivors are covered in blankets. You know, concealment and deception is going on here.
Okay, so the people can say, well, there's someone dead. They don't want to show the body. Disrespectful to the body.
Well, I mean, they're so busy getting at these bodies. Do they have time to go get a blanket and cover up the dead body? I mean, the time is of the essence right now. And, covering the body at this point is not a good use of time.
All right. Now, here's what I think is odd. It looks like this guy with this. He just so happens to have that club. What do you call it? Sledgehammer.
Okay.
It's a sledgehammer. I mean, okay. So he just so happens to have that in his hand. Okay. We could probably say, they got it somewhere. And he is a little dirty. Okay. All right. So let's move on.
See, they're pulling her, Jim.
Okay, go ahead, Phil.
They're pulling her by the arm. And her arms are not broken. We need to be we should be seeing compound fractures, arms, legs. I mean, her neck is not
I'm
broken.
saying the same thing. Look at, okay, notice they cut. See, I feel they cover the body because they don't want to show you that there's nothing bad.
Yes.
Okay, that's my opinion because this person, if he had that beam, I mean, do you know how heavy that beam would have been if that fell on this person? It would have split his head open. Split his head open. But, you know, we'll give it to him. Okay, let's
No.
move on.
Well, yeah. So that person there is fine.
Now, notice, Phil, this is what I saw there. Why didn't they keep the camera on that guy?
Yeah, because the cameraman seems to know where all the injured people are. The cameraman who the whoever's operating this camera wants to get every single injured person in the footage. He
Yes.
doesn't stay trained on one. He's not
That's
interested in
right.
what
But he
happens to them.
didn't show the end result of the guy. I mean,
Yeah.
if the guy was really hurt, he I would think you would have put the camera on him to show what really happened. But no, he wanted to get out of there as quick as possible so he can
Yeah.
move on. He's moving on to the next scene. All right.
Yes.
That's what I think. Okay,
It's
let's
because it's
move on.
choreographed. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and I'm gonna, well, we'll see. We'll pick up on that later.
And
Go ahead. Let's see.
this guy on the stretcher, he's got no broken arms, no broken legs.
Now that one to me, Phil, you know, the guy's going by pretty quick, and you know, I he does look like he's all dirty. It looks like something's wrong there, but it's hard to tell what's, you know, there's no blood.
Well, I didn't see any broken bones. I could say for sure that his legs and his arms were not broken.
Right, and there's no blood.
Yeah.
How can this guy be all brown? I mean, grayed up like he was underneath something, and have no scratches of blood coming out of him? All right, let's it's getting funny here. All right, let's move on.
No, yeah, it's
Okay.
okay, and
Go
this
ahead.
guy, well, he's not, nothing's broken. His neck isn't broken. His neck is working fine. And so they're just carrying out a guy out of the, pretending to rescue a guy out of the rubble.
Okay, we'll move on. There's some things I'll comment on.
Okay.
My point here, Phil, was he's being taken out of the building. You see, you know what I'm saying? In other words, he's not in the rubble over here. He's in the building's not all collapsed. Okay, so how's there rubble in the building and the building's not collapsed?
Well, it's a controlled demolition. They don't blow up the entire building, and then they just send the crisis actors inside, and they pretend to do rescues. They've been doing this since the London Blitz, at least. In a couple of my videos, I showed how the British were faking rescues out of the rubble in London. And so this old hat, this is, and the British are neck deep in this.
Yeah.
It's this is this is old stuff. They've been doing this for a long time.
Okay.
And look at the guy on the screen has fake blood on his face, and he
Yeah.
but he's not dizzy. He can walk perfectly fine on his own.
Yeah, I
And
mean, okay, that's a good point about the blood on his face, because blood does not go on half the face like that. I mean, it would be over here a little bit, or, you know, it's like a straight line. It's almost like they put makeup on in a straight line. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. I'm just, you know, I might be wrong, but that's just what it looks like to me. Okay, it looks like an Indian when the Indians used to put paint on their face. They do it nice and neat. That's what it looks like to me. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so that's the one actually I wanted to talk about. The person's coming out of the building. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what the one I really wanted to talk about, because it's just all the destruction's here. I don't know if there's any destruction inside, because to me it looks. You see how?
Yes.
The wall's blown out this way?
They're carrying him out of the intact part of the building into the rubble.
Right.
that's the opposite direction. Yeah, they should be going.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Okay, let's move on. I mean, so far I don't see anything. What the hell's in that? I mean, I don't see anything in that thing. I don't know. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah, that it doesn't prove anything. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did notice that guy looked like he was pretty clean with the white pants on.
Yeah.
We just went by him.
A lot of clean clothes.
Okay.
A lot of people looking busy.
Well, they sure make a lot of noise. I mean, there's a lot of noise coming from them. All right, so let's move on. Now, this to
here's another scene. This is another bombing.
Yeah, this is somewhere else. This could be another country.
Yeah, I just uploaded a video. There's a guy on YouTube saying they're filming this stuff in Cyprus.
They built a whole
city that looks like Gaza over there in Cyprus.
Yeah, there's something strange about this.
Yeah. Now that looks like a child with dirt on him.
Honestly, this guy looks like he's dead. I don't know, but
look closely. So it's a child, and his legs are intact. They're not broken. They poured dust. They put dust on a child, and that's basically what you're looking at right there.
Okay, fractures. All right, let me look at it again. Again, this cameraman doesn't know what he's doing. Okay,
well, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's going from he's going from he knows exactly where all the injured people are, and he's going from injured person to injured person, getting everybody in the same footage.
Okay, no, that's
see, if I was operating that camera, I would have stayed on the first guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's doing a shitty job recording because he's not staying on the body enough to show you if it's dead or not.
Yeah, because I want to see the aftermath. I want to see what happened. Oh my god, like that poor kid that you thought was dead. Yeah, I want. Oh my gosh, is he okay? I mean, if I was operating the camera, I would stay on it.
Right.
I want to know what happens to this guy.
Right. All right, now look at this guy. This guy's pretty clean.
Yeah,
he's pretty clean. All right, let's move on.
See, that guy was just sitting down.
What's that?
The guy back there is I think the most convincing injury we see on this footage, but he's just sitting down with fake blood on his leg.
Right, that kind of looks strange. You're right. Let's look at this guy here.
And this guy is just
now.
Yeah, that guy right there. That guy right there. See, but as you can see, his leg is not broken. That's just a guy. It looks really shocking because he's covered in dust and he's sitting in the rubble. But look closely; there's no broken bones there.
Right.
I mean, we have dozens of examples of nobody having any broken bones. I mean, that during a bombing, you have massive broken bones everywhere. What you're looking at an impossibility. It's impossible for there to be no broken bones after a bombing.
Yeah, there's something weird about this picture. All right, let's move on. Again, a lot of clean people. They're all kind of clean, you know.
Yeah.
All right, move on. All right, this one here.
Now,
what do you
now,
want
the
to say
baby is
about this?
perfectly healthy. The baby has
Okay.
all of his arms and legs. The baby has no compound fractures.
Well,
They're, they're.
they do make it look like it was hit in the head.
Well, yeah, they're putting a bandage on the baby's head, and the baby is crying. A crying baby. See, they're carrying crying babies in front of us, but a crying baby means the baby is healthy. When a baby is severely injured, they don't cry. Okay, the fact that this baby is crying, that means it's a perfectly healthy baby, and they're scaring the thing by putting this bandage on his head.
Yeah, okay, well, again, let's move on.
They're using babies.
Now, again, that would definitely tug at your heartstrings, Phil. Looking
Oh, and
at
they do
that, listen to that baby scream. But again, is the baby
it.
screaming because it has a wound, or is it screaming because they don't want to have this bandage on its head and that's why it's screaming? I mean, that's the way I look at that one. Okay, let's
Yeah.
move on. Now, that baby in the yellow didn't look like it had anything wrong with it.
No. Yeah, there's nothing wrong
Okay.
with these babies.
So I don't know why that baby was there.
Yeah, they're yeah.
Now, this baby here don't look like it had any problem either to me.
Yeah.
Right? I
No,
mean,
nothing wrong.
it looks
And
fine.
another thing is that they're using fake silicone babies. There's these babies called new reborns. And there are people on YouTube who actually have reborn clubs and groups, and they get together with their fake babies, and they like go on activities, like they go to the park, or they go to the an amusement park with their fake baby. It's really weird, but these babies look real, and that's what's available. And so that they're the technology to make real looking babies
No, I
has been
understand
here
that,
for quite a
but
while.
to me, this baby looks like a real baby, but it's
It,
not.
and they're using a combination of real
Yeah, I mean,
babies
it
and
doesn't
fake
look
babies.
hurt. It doesn't
Yeah.
look hurt to me. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm trying to be fair about this. Look at, if I see something that looks like it's bad, I'm going to say it. I'm not just going along with it just because I'm with you here, Phil. If I see something that I don't agree with, I'm going to say I don't agree with it. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost over.
Fair enough. Yeah. Again, this video was given to me by some guy who said, "This proves you wrong, Phil." It's like, well, thanks for the video. I'm going to post it on my channel because it doesn't show anything what you claim it says.
Right. Well, let me show you this. I got this video here. Let me see if I have it. Now this, look at this. I mean, really, looking at this, how could you say it's not real? Look at that, looks like a real fire, but this guy's telling you that this whole thing was all created.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, I mean, that to me, that looks real. All right.
Yeah.
But it's not real. Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy's not even real.
Yeah,
I mean, can you imagine?
it could be this level of fakery. Yes, it could be this. I usually go that they're using just standard Hollywood props, and but they could also be using this stuff, this AI, and either way, it's fake. It's just a staged and
Yeah.
coming from somebody's imagination.
Okay. Well, I can stop the share. I don't have any other video. Did you send me a link to another video? I don't remember.
No, I just sent you that 1 4-minute video that we just
Okay.
watched.
All right. All right. So we could stop the share here. We'll go back. Okay. Well, I mean, again, I'm trying to be neutral here. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at this stuff, and I think that it's that. Video there is not convincing to me. Starts off with the building coming down. Definitely controlled demolition. There was no freaking way that building was hit with a rocket. A rocket explodes a building all over the neighborhood, and that building didn't get exploded. So anyway, that's where we stand with that. Anything you want to sum up there, Phil?
Yeah, so here's what we're looking at. So I've been posting up a whole bunch of because like I said, I mean, people have been throwing videos at me, and I've got a pretty good collection, pretty good library of what this whole conflict's been all about, and a lot of whoppers, a lot of fakery. Don't forget how it all started. The Palestinians invaded Israel on paragliders.
Yeah.
On flying go-karts, and then they were taking hostages in golf carts. One girl was taken hostage on the back of a motorcycle. Get on the back of my bike.
And then I saw one yesterday. There was an older woman and another woman, and they were being released by Hamas, and yes, she's shaking the guy's hand.
Yeah. And
I mean, come on.
Because it's all a show. They're all actors, and it's just all a studio show. And so here's where we come into play. You know, we expose hoaxes, and people have been asking me, well, what's the real world application? If you're going to expose all these hoaxes, what good is that going to do? Well, we have the opportunity to bring peace to the Middle East that no one else has been able to do for 75 years, because we have a body of evidence now that we can prove that it's all been a hoax from the beginning. Even the King David Hotel bombing back in 1946. I posted a video about that. We've never seen an injured person or a dead body from that explosion.
How many people did they say died in that?
90 people died and 50.
Well, I mean, again, injured. I never ever looked into any of that stuff. I just accepted. Yeah. And there's a lot of things now I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Did it actually happen? I mean, something happened, but did it happen the way they say it happened? You know?
Yeah. So and we have a lot of videos from the Syrian war that shows a lot of fakery took place over there. You know, that jihadi John that held the knife and was cutting the heads off American journalists. That was all fake. And a lot of stuff that happened in Aleppo, when they showed us buildings that had been blown up in Aleppo, they were just old buildings that needed to be destroyed anyway. They didn't have paint on them. And it was more controlled demolitions. We rebuilt Aleppo with our money. And after they did a stunt over there. So it's the same thing. So at this point, we've got enough body of evidence to where we can do what the Christians have failed to do, what all these other groups have failed to do for the past 75 years, to bring peace to the Middle East. It's like, the reason why there's no peace in the Middle East, because they don't want there to be peace in the Middle East, because this is a cash cow, this whole Middle East conflict, that they're making money on both sides. And that's why it never changes. That's why they're still using these stupid rockets. You know, they were using rockets back in the 1980s, and they've always looked like fireworks. Whenever, like, you sent me that one video of the girl who was doing a selfie, and then one of the rockets blew up behind her, and it looked exactly like a firework. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's a firework. And that's why it looks the same today as it did back in 1985, because it's a cash cow, and they don't want it to change.
Well, she I remember in that video, she said that it was white phosphorus.
Right? Yeah, well, it could be. I think they use phosphorus in fireworks.
Right, but here's what I understand about white phosphorus. The way it works is you don't shoot it into the ground. You shoot it. It has to blow up in the air, and then it comes down and it falls on the people, and that's why it burns them. Now, if it's going to just go on the ground and blow up there, nobody could be around to get burnt up. So white phosphorus, every time I've seen a white phosphorus explosion, it's done way the hell up in the air, maybe 100 feet or whatever. And then it comes down in the white specks, you know, whatever. And it falls on the people. So that one there about the white phosphorus, you know, that was kind of weird, because, again, that could have been all fake. The whole background could have been faked. You know what I mean? Showing you something that happened. Maybe it was a white phosphorus explosion that it didn't happen the way it should have happened. In other words, it exploded on the ground instead of the air, and they had a picture of it somewhere. And they I don't know. I mean, it just makes no sense to me. You know.
Well, the only and that's why the only thing that really makes sense is that it's all been fake. Then it all makes sense, and because if they were staging it at like a Hollywood production, then all these anomalies suddenly make sense. It's like, well, that's why these people aren't. That's why she's taking a selfie of herself and the rocket goes off in the background, because it's all choreographed.
Yeah, and, I mean, I thought that was odd. That was odd, too. You know, here she is doing a selfie, talking about blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden, just so happens, we get an explosion in the back.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, I'm trying to get some people in Gaza to release some reports. There's this one guy, Nick 1986, and he's supposedly doing some videos from Gaza. And he said it's a false flag. And I got in his comment section. I said, "Do you know anyone who's been hurt or injured?" And he gave me an answer, "No." Now, he didn't expand on it, but I wanted him to expand on it, but he didn't. He just said, "No, I don't know anyone who's been injured or hurt."
Yeah.
And so he see a lot of these video, everything that's coming out of Gaza right now is controlled. I mean, it's completely going through a filter. And so ordinary people that are in Gaza, they wouldn't be able to get their reports out. Everything from Instagram on TikTok, all that stuff, I know goes through a filter. In fact, I had to go through jump through some hoops today because I wanted to upload a video from Instagram, and it they've changed their protocols. And because a lot of these videos that you find on Instagram are proving that are laughably fake. And so I post them up on my channel, say that these babies that are just not injured, and they're holding them, and they put makeup on them to make them look like they're injured. It's like that that baby is obviously healthy. And so I got that video from Instagram, and they're not wanting me to upload it because they don't want too many eyeballs to see that video, because if it made it onto a mainstream news outlet and millions of Americans saw that video, they'd say, "Hey, you know, something's funny about that because that's fake." You know, they don't want the mass majority of Americans to see that. They'll let me upload it on my little channel that gets 200 views, but yeah, but it's a lot. We're putting it together. We're putting together a nice little a collection here, a fakery, and
Yeah, all right. Okay, so let's move on to there's a shooting up in Maine. Have you been following that?
yeah, I posted a couple of videos about that. I found a couple of crisis actors already. Again,
Okay.
it's the anti-white propaganda. The guy's name is Robert Card, and he's your quintessential white guy. You know, with he's armed to the teeth. He's got all these Rambo guns, and he just likes to shoot random people at bowling alleys because that's what white people do. Is we just go to the bowling alley and we just shoot random people.
Yeah.
And it's anti-white propaganda. And yeah, I've been calling it out from the beginning, and as anti-white propaganda, and I guess he's still on the loose. I haven't heard that they caught the guy. So you have this mad gunman who's armed like Rambo, and he's lurking. Just, he could be anywhere in any building in any tree, and people in that town should be just scared out of their wits. I mean, not even going outside, but everybody seems to be, you know,
Yeah. You notice when this happened, they had a pristine picture of him all ready to go. There he is. There he is. I mean, really? How the hell does that happen? I mean, really? I mean, that it's and then they started off saying, oh, 22 people were killed and then less and less and 13 injured. And, you know, we never, ever get a right figure of how many are dead, ever. And again, you never get any pictures of anybody dead. I mean, I just find that hard to believe that so many people can be shot and there's no pictures. That just blows me away. I don't know. I mean, some people are saying it's real. Again, I haven't looked into it enough and I really don't know, but again, you're hearing everybody's, you know, even some of the truther people saying it was real.
I can assure you it's fake. I mean, that I can write a check. I'll write a check on fake Nukeville checking account.
Okay,
This
so
one's
now
fake.
the thing with that one, I noticed that I don't know who was a senator or some politician. We gotta ban automatic weapons. That's the first thing she said, and I'm saying to myself, you're gonna see what's gonna happen. Who's gonna say what here? And she did exactly, or he, whatever. I don't know who it was. They said exactly what I said. Automatic weapon problem, people. There we go.
They've been using the ban the Second Amendment argument since the Kennedy assassination. In 80, 60 years, the story hasn't changed. They always come out, somebody comes out and says, "Oh, we got to ban this, we got to ban that." Nothing ever happens. They'll never take away the AR-15s because then they won't be able to do these hoaxes anymore. They love doing these fake shootings. I mean, are you kidding me? They're not going to, this is their favorite thing to do.
Well, here's the thing about banning the weapons stuff. If good Americans can't have the weapons, all the criminals are gonna have them. I mean, don't people see this? We need weapons to protect us from the bad guys that have the weapons. I don't know why they don't see that.
Well, you know, they're just creating a fake debate. After one of these events, they always get us talking about the Second Amendment and all this stuff. And it happens in every single one for 60 years. They always create this little, after 60 years of debating this issue, I've come to the conclusion that they just want us to debate and just chase down this rabbit hole. It's all fake.
Right.
Okay. And they get us all busy, you know, debating each other so that we don't see what's really happening. It's just a
Well, I did get someone that I'm going to ask you this question because they were mad about this one. Because you, I guess you said last time we talked that the vax isn't killing anybody. That's what they said.
Oh, I said I haven't seen anyone, you know, in my
No,
group
and
people.
that's what I said. Now, look at, I thought that was a reasonable answer. Look at, I haven't seen anybody have a problem because I'm not near any people anywhere. Who am I going to see? But here's the thing. They are never ever going to show, they're not going to admit anybody's dying from a vax anyway. I mean, there's no way in hell they're going to admit that, you know, this guy in the hospital died of a vax. Now, he might have had a vax and he could, that might be the reason why he died. I don't deny that at all, but they're never going to admit it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and we got Travis Kelce telling us to get two jabs at the same time. But of
Oh.
course he's dating Taylor Swift, and so everybody's listening to him right now. Oh, he's dating Taylor Swift. Oh, so we got to listen to this guy. But yeah, so I don't trust the government, and no, I don't.
Well, no, Phil. I mean, like I said, since I've been talking to you, again, I'm not saying nobody died here and nobody died there. That's all I'm saying. Whatever they're presenting is not convincing that I'm seeing, and I'll gladly accept. If there's a dead body, I'm going to say that person's dead. All right. But the stuff that they're showing us is complete nonsense, you know? And here's one here, because you on my Bitchu channel, there's a fellow called Alba Vocci. That's Dave Bailey. Okay. And then he hates you. But you know what's funny about him? I mean, you know, Dave's kind of like he's a Christian identity type of guy, and he's really into that, you know. But and then he comes out with this nonsense about the Boston Marathon being real, and I'm saying to myself, what the hell are you talking about? The worst fake thing that ever happened was the Boston Marathon. I mean, oh, I know somebody that knew a person that really died there. It's like, well, who the hell died? I didn't see anybody dying there. You
Yeah,
know,
I think he's saying that there was two bombings. The one that you saw was the
it,
fake
there
one,
was
but
his
then they
net.
did a real one off camera, and that's where they got the real injured people. And it's like, well, okay, well, show me a real injured person then. I
Right.
mean, if they, it, you know, because we saw Jeff Bowman who had his legs blown off, but then we learned that he got his legs blown off in Iraq, and he's
Right,
a
right. Yeah, and it's funny because we can prove that that's what happened. We can show you that he was just a crisis actor. Now, there were two bombings on Boston Marathon Day. The major one was the Jeff Bowman one, and then down the street, you know, blocks down the street, there was another one they claimed. Well, I guess it happened. But again, these are firecracker bombs. I mean, they don't want anything that can blow your legs and arms off and kill people. I mean, anybody
Well,
that
I followed the
did that.
trial, you know, fairly closely, and in trial they described the pressure cooker bomb, and they put nails inside of it so it would
Yeah.
create shrapnel. Yeah, I only heard them describing, and they carried it in a backpack, and so did the I forget their names, the two brothers. Did the two brothers have two backpacks and place one backpack in another part? And
Yeah.
so I only, during trial they only talked about one backpack that had
Yeah.
one bomb in it.
The Sanava
So
brothers. Yeah.
the Sarnoff brothers, yeah.
Sanoff, whatever the name is. Okay. But yeah, I mean, come on, folks, man. That was the biggest fake thing that ever happened in one kind of big. Nice package. I mean, that was, you talking about choreographed. That was masterfully done. Masterfully done. But yet, when you go through the whole thing, you see it was just complete. It was silly. It
Yeah,
was
when you
silly.
slow it down and you focus on each actor, well, then it becomes silly. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
at first, when we see it at first glance, it's very traumatic,
Oh, yeah.
but you got to slow it down. You got to focus on each actor, and it's like, okay, you know, the Carlos Arredondo was holding the artery of Jeff Bowman. because Jeff Momvin would have been dead within 90 seconds.
Oh, he would have been dead so fast.
But Carlos held on to his artery so he didn't bleed to death.
I mean,
it's like, oh, are you kidding?
I mean, you're looking at this just laughing and saying, are you kidding me? And his artery looked like spaghetti, hanging off the chair. How the hell is an artery? Remember, the artery is deep within your muscle. Mm-hmm. And all the muscle got blown away and that artery stayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this is what the Boston bombing was a real whopper.
Oh, man. Well, it's just amazing, Phil. When we do these videos, we get the most comments on this video. But again, you get a couple of people that like it, and then you get a whole bunch of people. Well, he's saying everything's fake, and this is fake, and everything's fake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I just say, look at just like that video I showed you with that guy saying, question everything. Just because you see it doesn't mean it's real. I'm looking at movies now. They're showing stuff of these movies that are so good, how they blow up buildings. They got fires going. Yeah. They got things falling down and blowing up. And it's all done with CGI. I mean, they are masters at putting this together and making a scene look like something really happened. I mean, it's incredible how good they become with this AI stuff. And, you don't know when somebody's talking, you don't even know if that's a real person anymore.
They can even, I heard they can even mimic a person's voice. And so they can actually have you say something that you never said.
That's right.
And they're getting that technology, and that'll be dangerous.
We are in so big of a trouble here, problems here with all this stuff happening. And again, who's it going to come after? It's going to come after the good guys. Well, they do make the bad guys look crazy too. I must admit, I do like some of those, those parodies. The AI parodies on the crazy people, the people we don't like that are saying that they put words in their mouth. I think those are funny. But again, if they can do it to them, they can do it to you. And believe me, the people are going to believe it if it's against you more than anybody, especially white nationalist type of people that, are standing for something. They can put words in your mouth that you never said, I would never say. And here you are saying it. You know who they did this with? The lawyer there. I keep forgetting his name. He was brought to jail because they claimed he was going to murder his wife and her mother. Sometimes I forget things. I know the guy well. I put his videos up. I just can't remember his name. What they did with him, this is before the video stuff came along. They took audios. Mm-hmm. And they spliced all the audios together to make it look like he was talking to somebody saying, yeah, take out this, go do this to my wife. I'm going to plant the bomb here, blah, blah. But they did it with audio. So in those days, this was like 10 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And they did what that with audio at that time. And he didn't have, the resources behind him. To defend himself, the fellow that did this. I wish I could remember his name. But anyway, it was masterful what the FBI did. They put this together. He went to court and slam dunk. They threw him in jail. And he died in jail. Sorry.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, that's what the FBI does. The FBI doesn't solve crimes. The FBI covers up crimes and they're the Gestapo. No, not the Gestapo. They're the KGB. Yeah. They are the real life KGB. And the Gestapo actually were some good guys. They're actually real criminals.
People look at the Gestapo. The Gestapo were actually likened to the state police. They were actually trying to keep order amongst the state and what's going on there. If they saw something going on, they'd investigate it like a terrorist type of thing. They would go look at it to stop it if they could. Yeah. But the KGB, man, they were bad. They would come in and kill you. Whereas the Gestapo, they were a big investigation unit. They were trying to stop things before they happened. Now, if they were in a situation, they had to shoot people, right there. I'm sure they did, but that's not what that the unit was for. They were there to prevent things happening against the state and the people around them. So again,
yeah, they had to get deep inside the Bolshevik mind because they had to be two steps ahead of the Bolsheviks. And so that's what we're doing. We are exploring the Bolshevik mind and exploring their. They got a wild imagination, and we can't stay two steps ahead of them because we don't know what they're going to do next. But after 50 years of this Middle East conflict and it all looking the same, we can kind of predict that it's just going to continue looking the same for until somebody calls it out as a hoax. It's going to continue looking the same.
Yeah, things are just it's every week. It seems like every week there's some nonsense going on with something, and they keep people off balance. It's like it's all something over here, something over there. So, and the people are, they don't know which direction they're coming. They don't know what's fake or what's happening, coming or going anymore. They don't even know. It's just, I don't know, really crazy. Well, anyway, I think we got some good points. Next time, what we could do, Phil, is if you have videos lined up, I'm getting better at this with the share screen. If you give me the videos, I can line them up in a queue. Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. So
think well, that's good because, people need to see these videos and see the fakery and slow it down and screenshot it and look closely at these things because this is a Hollywood production we're getting. I've got on my channel hundreds of these videos that show Hollywood productions and they're made by other people. It's not fake news Phil saying it. I'm late to the party. There have been people before me that have been saying all the same stuff I'm saying. But the difference is I put my face on camera. They set it behind their keyboard.
Right.
Or it's different when somebody puts their face on camera saying, I'm telling you this is fake, and I'm going to write a check on my fake nukes bill checking account. I'm actually putting my name on this. This is fake.
Well, I'm still waiting for the picture of a homicidal gas chamber. In Auschwitz that they claim they gassed, I think it would be 4 million people in that gas chamber.
Yeah, in the morgue there.
Yeah. I have said this, Phil. I offer $1,000 reward for someone that can show me a real homicidal gas chamber used by the Germans in any of their camps. Please, I get us, and again, you got to show me where it is and how it worked, and I'll give you $1,000. But never going to happen because there's no gas chambers.
Well, yeah, that one they have at Auschwitz, that has a chimney that doesn't connect to the building.
Right.
It's still in fairly good condition. We could take a herd of sheep, like around 300 sheep. We could bring it into that building, and we'd say, hey, okay, now recreate what the Germans did. Or you're going to pour the Zyklon B into those holes?
Right. That's all I'm asking.
And let's see if the 300 sheep come out alive.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Look, if you can, if let's say they say this was the building, okay, and this is what they say. Like, okay, show me how it worked, and you're going to have to demonstrate it working with an animal. Okay, we'll throw a couple of animals in there. Don't go crazy because you're killing an animal. But the point is,
I know
if that's probably why they wouldn't do it. You'll get the Humane Society.
You want to kill sheep? you're a heartless bastard.
But the point is, if you can show us that you can do it, then we're gonna believe you. But you can't do it, okay? So that's where we have the upper hand. You know what I mean? And I really can't stand, Phil, when people get on us and you or whatever. They said, I don't have to prove it didn't happen. You got to prove it happened. It's like, whoa. Look, you're telling me it happened, so you got to prove it happened. I don't have to prove it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Then their source is, the mainstream media. The mainstream media told me it happened. Okay, well, no. Mainstream media is a propaganda machine. So you got to give it a... like some pictures of some real dead bodies, not these monster mash that we see in Gaza right now, these Halloween monsters that they're showing us as dead bodies. No, you need to show some, and people get frustrated with me. They say, Phil, we have showed you dead bodies. It's like, well, let's look closer at these dead bodies.
Yeah,
okay?
I know. It is funny, Phil, because they are trying to refute you, but they can't.
Yeah, they're having a hard time.
They haven't.
One guy sent me a video of a girl that was missing an arm. Here's a girl that's missing an arm, and it looked fairly real, except for the guy in the ambulance. His white jacket was completely clean. If you're missing an arm, you'd be spurting blood like everywhere. The girl looked, you know, strangely rubber. Yeah. And the whole scene just looked choreographed. And they're using, they can make a realistic girl looking dead.
Oh, no, they can run it by the camera really fast, and you
can't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just, and they're going to get better at it too, Phil. Believe me, they're going to get better at it. And you're not going to be able to tell the difference between what's real and what's fake anymore. We might be able to examine it closely and see it, but most people are not going to be able to see it because they don't want to see it. They mm-hmm. want to accept the stupid nonsense of what's going on. Anyway, I think we cover the points fine.
Good chat, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we had a good time. All right, I appreciate you being on, Phil. And again, next time we'll probably have some other disaster going on that we can talk about next week there. We'll see you next week at the same time, okay?
Yeah, good.
Okay, you take care.
All right, see you then, Jim. All right. Bye.